Hello down there. Hello. Open your eyes. Hi. Shh. It's okay. It's all right. Are you feeling dizzy? I'm sure that this is really, really discombobulating, to say the least. It's okay. Wake up. Relax, relax. What's happening to you? Well, just look around. Do your clothes feel looser? Do I look bigger? You look so confused. Here, let me clear this up for you, sweetie. You see, I've given you a shrinking solution, and it worked a bit better than I had even imagined. And now, let's see. Go ahead, stand up. Okay, so seeing how you barely come about 2/3 of the way up to my 5-inch heels, I'd guess you're about 3 inches tall now. I'm serious. This isn't a dream. This is real. This is real. Yes, down on your knees is probably where you should be right now. Oh, but really, no. Stop with the begging. Stop with the begging already. Come on now. Listen. Here, let me stand up all the way. See how much taller I look? I'm actually not any taller. It's only you, honey. Oh, it's only the beginning, little man. You think you felt small when I caught you checking out my panties and things in the locker room? Well, you're only beginning to feel the feminine power that I have over you. And now that you're only 3 inches tall, it's even more. You're just getting smaller and smaller as I stand over you. What's that? Oh, come on, seriously? Seriously. Scarlet, please make it stop. Does it look like I have any sympathy for you? Second thing, you're not to call me Scarlet anymore. Oh, no. I think from here on out, you're going to call me Mistress Scarlet. Come on, let me hear it just one time. I see your mouth moving, but I'm not hearing anything. You're going to have to yell it out loud. Ah, that's better. Oh, that's so good. So let me fill you in on what's happening, okay? You see, my friend Christy, she told me about this shrinking solution. Right? She said it reduces men down to size. Apparently, she used it on her cheating boyfriend to shrink his penis. She said just a couple of drops and his 9-inch dong went all the way down to just about a 1/2-inch nub. Served him right, don't you think? Anyway, it seems that there's this group of feminist scientists that have been studying this solution, and it's been developed based on the opposite concept of the penis growth formula. You know how almost every man on the planet wants to have a bigger cock, and they'll do anything, take anything to make that happen. Well, it hardly ever works, right? So this group of amazing, brilliant scientists, they got together, and they made a reverse formula. And in the trials, it worked so well that just a couple of drops, like with Christy's boyfriend, would make their cocks shrink. But I can't wait to report back to them and let them know that it seems to have even more profound effects depending on the subject. I mean, I guess a little sexist pig like you that thinks and acts with his penis so much, apparently it shrinks your whole sexist body. That's right, little man. You'd better be trembling. Oh, your little face is so red. Oh, does it hurt looking up at your goddess? I mean, is it hurting your neck? Here, let me help you a little bit. Oh my gosh, Really? Are you seriously looking at my long, powerful legs right now? Even as I'm crouching down to pick you up, has nothing changed? You're just a smaller version of yourself? Well, I intend to change all of that. You see, your feelings about, well, women are certainly going to change. Here, let's see how you feel in the palm of my hand. Go ahead. Climb on in. Come on. Careful. Careful. Get right in the middle. There. Now, I'm just going to have a seat in this chair right here. And we're going to have a little talk. You know what? Why don't you get down on your knees for stability? It looks like you might just wobble off at any moment. Oh, that's better. And doesn't that make you feel so much more submissive? Isn't it true that you're actually a submissive down deep inside? Are you? Don't you understand that women have always been bigger than you? I'm not talking about size. I'm talking about everything. Smarter than you. Better than you. Well, wait until I tell all the other women, all of them. Oh, does that make you nervous? Oh, it looks to me like it makes you excited. You know, your feelings about being a submissive, they're so transparent, especially when you're this exposed. And that teensy little penis of yours, it just stood to attention at the mere mention of being submissive to women. Look at you right now. In the palm of my hand, that little sexist pervert. Are you going to be obedient to me? Are you going to dress me properly as Mistress Scarlet? What's that, little guy? Is there a reverse formula? You know, I'm pretty sure that that isn't even in the works. I'm positive that the scientists aren't even researching that. I mean, why on earth would we want to have a reverse formula? No, no. You're going to be my obedient little man. Well, forever. Forever. Oh, stop wobbling in my hand. Sit up on your knees straight like I told you. Now, I want to go get some of the other girls and bring them in here. What am I going to do with you in the meantime? Oh, I know. I can just stick you right here in my cleavage, right? Stop wiggling. Now, I'm going to put you right here. I'm just going to pull my brassiere cup over a little and just tuck you in right there. The lace isn't too tight on your little body, is it? Look at that little thing sticking out. Tuck it away. God, even now, 3 inches tall and you're still getting little boners. I'm going to have to talk to the scientists about that and see, could we still use the shrinking formula, but just on an already shrunken man's penis? That is something to think about. Well, you might as well get comfortable. I intend to show you off to everybody.